Welcome to the American Hard Enduro Podcast.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Will Preston with American Hard Enduro, and I'm here with Drew Kirby.
What's going on?
Man, it's been a pretty busy last couple weeks in the Hard Enduro world, right?
All over both American and Serbia has a Hard Enduro, apparently.
Yeah, Serbia, I guess that is the, what is it, the World Hard Enduro Championship?
Hard Enduro World Championship.
I get that mixed up.
Nah, it's all right.
But anyways, I guess let's just jump right into it. We'll just go straight to this race called X-Ross in Serbia.
Yeah, and it was another one. I think last time we talked about the race in Israel, we didn't know it was a multi-day format. And here we are again. They did a prologue, hot lap, straight rhythm on like Wednesday of last week.
And I guess so, Billy Bolt kind of dominated that thing.
Yeah, made it look
Billy
easy.
Billy Bolt fashion.
Yep. I think he's good at going over man-made stuff.
Yeah, the dude is a beast.
Yep.
But the next, what, was it two more days or three more days?
Three more days. So it's a four-day event, 3 days in the woods.
This is kind of similar to Romaniacs.
Very similar.
Big days, it looked like.
Yep. So I guess Romaniacs is five, so it's a day short.
Yeah. But anyways, results. Manny Leddenbeckler coming off the injury puts it on the top step.
Didn't even know he was going to be there. And that was what was so weird. It was,
looked like he kind of dominated.
Well, and he kind of let in that he still wasn't 100%, wasn't quite up to speed. I don't know what he got in the hot lap prologue. But then the first day, he was fifth, fourth, maybe?
Yeah.
I know Teodor Kabekchev won
Bulgaria
overall on day one, which would be day one in the woods, so day two, really.
But they had the cumulative from the previous day, so after day one, Billy Bolt was still leading.
Still leading on time, but Tio won the day outright, so...
Right.
But again, I think after day one, day two in the woods, Manny said he wasn't feeling that great, didn't trust the knee, still kind of taking it easy. But then day two, what does he do?
He found some trust.
Yeah. He went out and beat everyone by 9 minutes.
That's an eternity in that line of hard enduro.
And then Billy Bolt, they said he melted down. I know he broke a clutch master cylinder, but some videos I saw, man, he was just not looking like himself. And even when he couldn't get up something, when he pushed, he was almost kind of pushing with a lot of energy and like kind of frantically. And like you see Jarvis moving like a turtle, no hurry, you know, he'll get up it. But Billy was like running next to his bike, revving it up, heard him doing some yelling. I guess it looked like more yelling out of frustration than anything.
I've never seen anybody do that.
No. It happens to the best of us.
Right. So, and then, obviously, Manny won. Tio ended up second. Yep. And Graham Jarvis, 47 years old, 57 years old. Who knows? How long is this guy going to do this?
I don't know, but...
He's killing it.
And, yeah. And Billy, what did Billy end up? Fourth?
Billy got fourth, yes.
And everything that I've read said... He basically said he overdid it on day two and wore himself out and couldn't recover.
Yeah, and looking at the results, Tio was 10 minutes cumulative. You know, for 4 days of racing, 10 minutes is nothing.
Yeah, behind, I mean, it was all that second day 9-minute deficit.
Graham was another 8 minutes behind Tio, and then another 9 minutes behind Graham was Billy. Okay. So that's pretty close racing, yeah, really.
For four days of racing. Well, and it's Tio's first podium at a major race. Like, he won a, I don't want to say local race, I don't know how local it was. A couple weeks before this, Alfredo Gomez was there. But, I mean, still, a win's a win.
They know he's coming.
Yeah, and I'm excited for him because got to know him a little bit at TKO. Super, super nice guy.
Yeah.
Or kid.
He's a kid.
He is a kid. But
a really tall kid.
A really tall kid. But no, he's super nice. Happy for him that he's getting some traction and maybe figuring things out. And kind of the biggest surprise for me was both the Sherco boys, Mario and Wade, I guess both had foot trouble. Both had trouble. Wade's back's bothering him. And Mario, I think he hurt a foot.
Okay. Well, Wade was fifth. And then Mario ended up 11th. Okay. The rest of the top 10 was 6th place, Michael Walkner, David Ciprian in 7th, Alfredo Gomez on a Husky, is that right? No?
Gas.
Gas, my bad. Will Hoare, didn't say what he was riding. Matthew Green. So
who'd you say? What was the guy's name that got 7th place? David
Ciprian?
There's a video Graham posted of a guy, I didn't know who it was, but apparently it's him. They're kind of doing the pivot turns, and David's up above Graham. He rolls a rock down. I think Michael Walkner's between them. He rolls a rock down. It gains speed, and Graham wasn't looking, and it hits his bike, like, left foot shifter area.
Sorry, bro.
It was like basketball size. It hit him pretty hard. So I think Graham's, the caption was on purpose or not or something like that. So
wow, that's one way to
take out the competition, but no, it looked like Graham struggled on that day two in the woods on some sections, but he obviously found his footing.
That place looked gnarly. I mean, it reminded me of some good Romaniacs type stuff.
In typical Red Bull fashion, they've got the great highlights. They put out like a great 8 to 10 minute video the day after of the day before, and some of the liaison sections, untimed transfers, were just gorgeous. It looked like Romania across the top of the mountains, and I don't know why this is going to make me probably sound like an idiot. To me, Serbia just sounds like, I guess I'm thinking Siberia, not Serbia.
No.
But it was gorgeous.
It's in Europe as well.
Yes. But, I believe. Maybe. I don't know.
I've been playing Wordle, not Wordle, but Worldle, and it really helps you with your world geography, so maybe you should get on that.
Clearly.
Yeah.
I haven't looked at a globe in a long time. So, but no, it was kind of a good mix-up. Will and I were, I don't want to say arguing, we were discussing who's got the points lead, and I thought Tio was tied with Graham, but upon further review,
I think
they haven't updated the points yet, but right. Billy's got to be
second and fourth
in the first two rounds.
Tio went sixth and second.
Yep.
And then Graham's going 3-3.
So Graham's got the lead.
Maybe.
I think. Well, I don't know. Nah. Anyway, we'll wait till the points come out. We're not good at math.
And then Wade has gone 5-5, so he's right there as well. But that'll be very interesting to see how that shakes out, because their next race is it's a big one. Erzberg.
Oh, gosh. I was sitting here going, I don't know what the next race
is. What is it?
I was like, I'm confused. What are we talking about?
It's the granddaddy, in my opinion. That and Romaniacs.
And we'll get into it in a minute, but we've got quite a few guys from America going. I'm excited to see how we can do and stack up, because Erzberg's been off for 2 years.
Yeah,
it's 19 was the last time, so really, I think it's going to be bigger and better than ever, hopefully.
Hopefully it's still happening.
Yep.
It's Father's Day weekend, so if anybody like wants to send two dads like a Father's Day present.
You know? We'll go. Might be a little late, but
probably a little late.
So that's it on the world round. I guess you want to come a little closer to home?
Yeah. Let's talk about the AMA US Hard Enduro Eastern Series Round 1.
East debut.
Iowa. What's in Iowa?
The land of the Hobbit Rocks.
Yes.
Do you remember those from last year? It was one of these strangest places.
Did we go
places.
Last year?
We were last year, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
We were there last year.
It was cool. And this year I've talked to several guys now.
They picked it up.
They've not only picked it up, but they got a new piece of property.
Mm-hmm.
And if you raced it last year, we basically raced from like property right to property left. And we had to come back down this field doing like way too fast on a
wide open
hard enduro bike. And so I talked to some of the guys. They said you didn't have to do that. Some of the stuff they added was just awesome. The condition looked perfect. Traction was great, they said. But it looks like an awesome weekend of racing. They definitely...
How about that creek jump?
The BMX? cell phone service was horrible. So, of course, not being there, you wish you were there. I'm trying to get updates, and I'm getting nothing. And finally, Patsy Davis must have gotten some service. And she said, check out this sketchy creek jump. She said Jackson didn't do it. And so I found out, I thought you just went around it. Well, apparently it's a big ditch and you had to ride across like a 2x6.
I saw that.
A skinny.
Yeah, it looks sketchy.
So, and I didn't know every lap of the main event you had to go over it.
Ooh, so that costs some time.
Yeah, I thought it was just the hot lap. So I actually was talking to Nick on the way here, and him and Logan Bolipew were battling on the last lap, and Nick said he sent it over the jump. Logan went around, and that's where he made the pass.
That's probably like a 10 or 20 second.
I have no idea. Maybe. But, I mean, dude, they were hitting it. So, back to the hot lap. This thing looked sketchy. The ramp, excuse me. The jump and the ramp. But the ramp looked like 2x4s and plywood. I mean.
Yeah, my 12-year-old's built better ramps in the backyard.
But now, not seeing it in person, it might have been really sturdy. But, like,
right.
Patsy sent me videos of Tristan Colton and Ryder hitting it, and I was just like, oh, they were carrying a lot.
Cooper Abbott, like,
he like scrubbed it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a whip or something.
That was ballsy.
Yeah. So,
and then Ryder, like, landed real rear heavy and almost manualed out of it. It was.
Oh, that'd have been sick.
It's pretty cool.
So, anyway, the amateurs went Saturday. So, I talked to Ryder also, and he said he really liked the format this year. All the amateurs went Saturday morning. I think it was just one big race, 3-hour race. He goes, it was kind of nice. Gave us time to look at some of the sections, gave them the spotlight for the day. Then they did the hot lap that afternoon. And then it went, I don't know how many they took to the main event on Sunday, but 4-hour race started at, I think 10 to 2 was the time. And it sounded like it was awesome.
Yeah, it looked good. I wish we could have gone, but.
Well, and of course, looking at it, I was like, man, but I did the math. It was going to be $450 in diesel just to get there and back, plus leaving on a Friday, coming home probably late Sunday. So,
yeah, diesel is crazy right now. Yeah.
So, but no, it was awesome. So, hot lap results, Tristan won, Colton got second, Ryder got third. And that kind of basically is how the race went on Sunday. And so they started them. I think Nick said he got a good hot lap time. He was fifth overall. But instead of Rosa 5, they did Rosa 10. And I haven't seen any video of it. Patsy sent me a picture. They sent everyone into this enduro cross track like 2 turns after the start. And if you've seen any of the video, the log, you basically go in, do a left turn around some logs. And the first log that you had to go over was, it looked like waist high.
Yeah, they were... some bikes, yeah, in the air.
Well, and I saw some IRC was said, follow our stories. You know, we're going to have updates. Well, they just didn't come out until they got service, and they had a ton of them. So I spent like 20 minutes going through them all, and it took Ryder like...
any of them Rich Larson's hair?
No, he didn't have any of those in there.
Okay.
But it took Ryder like 3 times to get over this one time, and he was like, man, I don't know what I was thinking. But apparently a bunch of dudes were going over the bars. So if you didn't skid plate it just right and ease off the other side, you were going over the bars, and... I think Nick said he had trouble, got hung up, came out
Nick
last.
Nick loves man-made obstacles, so that's right up his alley.
He said, I think it was Nick told me that was the hardest part. It was either Nick or Ryder said that was the hardest part of the whole course.
Well,
so
that's funny. Yeah, hopefully they improved their enduro cross course and the logs didn't just roll around like last year.
Well, and I mean, they made some, after the Saturday race, we had to tie them down a little better. But
yeah, but
I know Josh Shecker got there early, made some adjustments to the course. Nick said, it kind of reminded me of when we went to Rev Limiter a few years ago. He walked the track and thought, there's some things I don't think we can ride up.
Yep. And traction was magical.
Well, and he said he was really surprised at how well he could go up some stuff. And so he said it was challenging, and he was, I think the top two were kind of set off the start. Tristan got away, got through everything pretty clean, and he was gone. Colton ended up second. Ryder
apparently
ended up...
Colton was given, you know, a little challenge to Tristan this weekend.
I think they said he got down to within 4 minutes the last lap.
Okay. Well,
so
he might not have felt that pressure yet.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm sure his pit board was shit-telling him.
Yeah. So, and then Ryder LeBlanc ended up third. And him and David Knight had a battle, I think, on the first lap, kind of going back and forth. And, I mean, think about two different, you know, you got Ryder at 155 pounds. You got David Knight at... what?
Did anybody spear David Knight right off the start on this one?
not that I've heard of. And we were talking around. We rode on Saturday. Will and I were joking. And David Knight is coming to the Sear Nightmare, which we're going to talk about a little bit. But, man, off the start, if I'm anywhere close to him, I'm just shutting down.
No.
I don't want to hit him. I don't want to anger him in any way. But the way he was yelling and cussing, I'm out.
So where are you on the results? I've got them right here if you can't remember.
Let's see. I think I've done 1, 2, 3. David Knight was fourth.
Yep.
And Quinn Winsell was fifth, which...
good ride for Quinn.
Great ride. I think he did well here last year, and Will's making a lot of noise.
Yeah.
I don't know what he's playing with.
Throwing camera lenses.
Oh, that's even worse. And so Quinn did... it. From what I heard, it was very trialsy, which we know how good Quinn is on a trials bike.
Yes.
So... now, let's see. Quinn was fifth. Nick Farringer was sixth. And Nick said he really surprised himself with how well he got through some of the stuff. He's like, it was out of my comfort level, but, you know, some of it you just kind of had to send. And said he just went for it. So that's as far as I can remember on the results. So why don't you go?
Logan
Ballpew. Yep.
He got seventh. Danny Lewis. Danny was not impressed, apparently. We asked him on Instagram. He's like, eh, same old Iowa.
Yeah. But everyone else we talked to was talking about how awesome the course
was.
Sorry,
Danny, calling you out, bud. Brandon Petrie,
yep.
Ninth. James Flynn, 10th. This one's a surprise to me. Cooper Abbott, 11th.
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
He only made 11 checks, but in 4 hours and 1 minute, so it's not showing him going out early. Just might have had a struggle. Jackson Davis in 12th. So.
Yeah, good ride for Jackson. He hadn't. He's been racing some Texas fast races, so I guess he remembers how to ride the hard stuff still.
Yep, so the A winner... 17th overall was Creed Kessling.
Yep.
Seer guy.
Yeah, Seer guy. I want to call him out for not winning the overall in the Saturday race. I saw he won A-class, and then I'm like, look at the results. And
what he got beat. A-class.
No, well, he won A-class, but a guy on a trials bike.
I saw that. Yeah.
Yeah. Trials. And I remember last year I got passed with a dude on a trials bike in the hard stuff, and I'd pass him in the fast stuff.
I think if there's one place on the U.S. Hard Enduro Series you could do well on a trials bike, it's definitely Iowa.
Yeah, 100%. And from what I heard, and I can't remember who told me this, Max interviewed Dan Porter, who's one of the promoters or maybe the head guy at Iowa. And he said, after last year, we wanted to make it a lot more challenging. He said, so we just put arrows up stuff we knew we couldn't ride down and arrows down stuff we knew, or excuse me, arrows on stuff we couldn't ride up and arrows on stuff we couldn't ride down, and said, they'll figure it out.
Well, and I'm sure Schecker and...
Matt Musgrove?
Musgrove.
And Max Gersten?
I'm sure they checked it out.
they did. I know they went out.
I know Max did a preview lap.
Yep.
So
I did see him calling him out going around some of the Endurocross stuff.
Oh.
He did it off the start.
He's an Endurocross pro. What's up with that?
He said, I'm going around this because I can. I don't have to go over it.
Well, he's got a point there. With that. All right. So that's the U.S. Hard Enduro Series. Points are pretty obvious.
Yep.
Well, this is the East.
Yep.
Cumulative points make it interesting, and that's because Erzberg is going to be on the same weekend as one of the Western rounds, the Kellogg-Idaho round.
Yeah, so next up, we have another East round this weekend, Ohio Bad Medicine.
Yes.
Which sign-ups are open. I think they finally opened.
Is that the opened. Full name?
I'm not even going there.
Fallen Timbers.
On the Wildwood Lake Raceways. But,
yeah.
So another East round. I don't know if guys are staying out east between the two. There's just a week, obviously. Then after that, it goes back west to, where is it in California?
Norden, California. Norden,
I think it's Donner.
Which is Lake Tahoe area.
Okay.
Northern California.
And then right after that, I know Tristan and Ryder are flying to Erzberg because it's the following weekend.
Okay, so that Norden will be the fourth round, and then Kellogg-Idaho will be the fifth round.
Yes.
And they're, we're talking about the overall pro points.
Yep,
do east and west together.
And so that's going to open it up. I heard today that Colton was not going to Erzberg. So I'm going to put him as a favorite to win the...
Keith Curtis.
Silver Mountain, him and Keith. And I heard there's a $10,000 first place.
If it's a hill climb contest, I'm putting my money on Keith Curtis.
I don't know. They said Colton was killing it in Montana before he... got stuck in a big mud hole and ripped
Keith
his
will just
mud
ride a snowmobile. He'll kill everybody.
Well, whatever works. Got some big, mean tracks on it.
No, I agree. I think Colton is the overwhelming favorite without Tristan being there, without Ryder being there.
Yep. And from what I heard, he looked real good this past weekend. So
new fire lit.
Yep. So we'll see what Colton's got.
Is he in Idaho now? Is that what
he lives in.
He's local.
Yep. So he's, I think, an hour or so from Silver Mountain. So...
He might ride there every weekend.
Yeah, you never know. Well, and one thing Ryder told me about Erzberg is a lot of those guys ride over there on the property leading up to the race.
In the months or weeks beforehand?
Yeah.
Huh.
I guess Tristan was over there walking it the one time he's done it, he finished 14th or 15th, and he's out walking Carl's Diner, and here comes Mario and Wade riding through it. Yeah. Which I think is interesting.
Yeah.
But I can't confirm or deny, but...
Yeah, that is interesting. Yeah. And actually, that upsets me.
Yeah, I don't know. But anyway, maybe that's what we should do. Just go over there and, hey, can we tour and go ride it? We're not going to race it.
Well, I mean, we do get to ride at TTC year-round.
Yeah, we don't know where the race course is going to be.
Not in the months leading up to it.
No, it's actually closed already through TKO. So if you wanted to go to Trials Training Center.
I'm glad we went a few weeks ago.
Yeah. What was that, Sam's birthday we went?
Sam's birthday. Happy birthday, Sam.
Yep. Couple days late.
Yeah, exactly.
So anyway, good luck to those dudes going to Erzberg. I know I'll be up early watching.
So we know Ryder's going. We know Quinn's going.
Yep, Quinn's going.
We know Tristan's going to be there.
Yes.
Do we know of anyone else American-wise?
No. When Ryder and I were talking about it, we got distracted. He never answered who else was going.
If you're going to Erzberg, let us know, and we'll definitely shout you out
and
follow along. Because there's nothing better than pulling for our North American buddies.
I like that. You got the North American in there.
Right.
Well, and it was great because, like I said, Tristan's first time, he got 14th or 15th.
He finished.
Yep, 100%. I know Cody gave him a front brake off his bike because Cody had crashed out. I just hope Ryder can qualify on the front top 50. Sorry.
Oh, God. That should be a problem.
I hope so. I mean,
yeah.
But, and then, you know, Sipes qualified on the top 50, but then crashed in that first corner and never really just sat in bottlenecks all day. I think Ryder's obviously a step above.
Yeah, Sipes is, he can go fast, but he's not the best hard enduro.
No, agreed. He'd admit that.
He's a great, trust me, a great rider, better than me, but.
Yeah. A rider, I think.
Hard enduro specialist.
Yeah. So I can't wait to see how Ryder does. I hope he can.
And Ryder with the GNCC National Enduro experience, I don't think he'll have any problem putting in the top 50. Okay.
Well, I hope he gets on the front row and then doesn't like drown it out in a water hole.
Yeah. That's what sucks about that race is it's just, I mean, a lot of prep for four hours, whatever it is.
Yeah. So good luck to Ryder. We'll be pulling for him. We'll be thinking about him.
Yeah, and definitely good luck to the other guys, too.
Yeah, and then we're going to have an action-packed weekend because we've got the Idaho race going on and Erzberg, same weekend, which is weird they scheduled over top of each other. But
and it's Father's Day.
And it's Father's Day. Holy cow. And guess what? I think it's my daughter's birthday party, so get to do what I want to do on my birthday. Yeah, Father's Day.
I'm looking at my extended mountain bike schedule, and I don't have anything that weekend.
Holy cow, that's
amazing. I'm going to be tuned into Red Bull TV on Sunday morning.
Absolutely. I think it comes on pretty early, so which is nice.
Yeah, well, that's like the World Cup downhill stuff. I was watching it on Sunday morning, texting with Cody Webb. He was at Iowa watching, or was he at Iowa this weekend?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, well, wherever Cody was.
He was at a trials event that got snowed out.
Okay, well, wherever Cody was, we were talking about downhill. We were both watching Red Bull.
So he got up early, too.
With Bryson, my son.
Yeah.
And it was quite funny. You know, texting about, you know, downhill with one of the best hard enduro riders.
Yep.
Just funny.
Well, and hopefully Cody will be back by TKO. You heard any updates? I didn't ask him.
I didn't either. I know their wrist looks tight.
Still got pins in it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't. Back to the downhill conversation. One of Bryson's buddies, a guy named Tristan Lemire from Canada, who broke his arm with Bryson. We saw him last weekend at Mountain Creek, and he had the plate still in his arm. And I was like, let me see that plate. And he showed me, and it was sticking out the bottom of his elbow. You could see it looked like a piece of metal.
It's like poking through the skin, obviously. It was protruding the skin.
It was under the skin, tinting it. I was like, dude, you can get that out? And he's like, I sure hope so.
Imagine falling on that thing. It's blowing.
Until I lean on something. It hurts so bad.
Okay, I'm out. Let's go. Moving on.
All right. So, rest of the U.S. Hard Enduro schedule.
Yes.
We got Ohio this weekend, and we go to California, Idaho, then back to the East. Tough Like Roar. If you're not signed up, go get signed up.
Yep, it's open.
Then we got 2 weeks after that, we got Sugarloaf.
Yep. I've heard a bunch of the guys are staying in PA because they're both in PA like 30 minutes from each other.
Yeah. Unfortunately, that's in PA for like 3 weeks if you do that.
Yeah, no, I'm out. I've got some. I think we can talk about that's one of the swim meets that our kids have, SMI. So
yeah, we're
going to be. I'll be at Tough Like Roar.
I'll be in Colorado for Nationals, but I will be at Tough Like Roar. And then I don't know if we've talked about Battle of the Goats getting axed.
Well, the last podcast
we
knew, but we couldn't say kind of thing. They hadn't announced it, and we're bummed. Like, we get it for Tyler. It sucks because it's a great race. According to Tyler, he called me because it's now going to be a SEER race in, I think, October 1st. Be a much shorter course, I think 6 to 10 miles possibly. But
4 to 8 is what I heard.
He said next year the title sponsor he thinks is going to be Carolina Caterpillar. And so his title sponsor fell through is what he told me.
Dozer Trail?
Yeah, let's do it. It's a Dozer Trail. But he told me it's going to be back next year. He just needed a year to kind of get things squared away and not have to close the park for a couple weekends. So fingers crossed it comes back better than ever 2023.
And the memories that are coming right now on my Facebook feed are from when Mark Overturf passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was reminiscing about that year that all that happened and how good Battle of the Goats was. And, you know, what a great atmosphere it was having Mark's wife there.
Oh, a ton of his family.
His family was there and all the DeLulas. It was just such a good time.
That was Mark's favorite race. And that was, you know, he enjoyed it the most.
Bring it back for Mark.
Yep. Yeah, there we go. Bring it back for Mark. So the end of the U.S. Hard Enduro Series is at that Sugarloaf PA race. I cannot remember the name of it. Shotgun, maybe?
Sounds right.
So we'll see. I guess you can look it up, but anyway, so that's it. Looking forward to Tough Like Roar.
Hopefully, and then obviously after that weekend, we still have TKO.
Oh, of course.
Which is a Wes, whatever, World Enduro. I can't remember how so many different
Hard games. Enduro World Championship.
That's it.
There you go.
For sure.
And then after that is 2 weeks later is another Hard Enduro World Championship race in Canada, Outliers.
That's right.
So,
well, and we could go through that whole schedule, but
nah, that's just,
it's
that's
short. I mean, they're, I swear, they're two races in and they're only five to go.
Really? So seven race series? And it's all over the world.
So let's talk about the nightmare at the Charles Training Center coming up.
How do you spell the nightmare?
Well, it might be K-N-I-G-H-T this year.
So David Knight is confirmed to be coming. We're excited. Like, having him just over here doing the U.S. Hard Enduros is exciting, but now he's coming to a SEER race.
Do you think his light setup will just embarrass everyone and we'll just all quit on the starting line?
I know. I don't think he has lights. I know.
Oh, that might give us a small advantage.
There we go.
Can he put, can he lap us?
Can he do enough time in the daylight to beat all of us for the whole 4 hours?
Can he lap us before it gets dark?
Yes.
The answer is yes.
Yes. But excited to have him here. I know Task has sent a couple lights down to either TTC or Bratcher, Derek and the SEER guys. They're going to have for him. I'm sure he'll get a headlight. The thing I'm most bummed about, I'm super excited. Never met the guy. Nick Ferringer was talking to me about how cool he is, how Nick used to race him back in the day, and he said it was really good, Nick did, to sit down with David and catch up this weekend. He said we were actually late to qualifying the hot lap because we were just sitting around telling stories, which
Nick,
if you know
late,
Nick, yeah, if you know Nick, I'm like, come on, man. But so no, he's like, go talk to him. Super cool guy. For as legendary as he is, he's super down to earth. I will say Chuck DeLula told me that he cusses more than Chuck, so I'm going to try to get a quick podcast before we race because I think he's got to head to the airport after the race or pretty early Sunday.
Which airport he's flying out of?
I think Atlanta. But
okay.
So, looking forward to having him. The thing I'm bummed about is I don't know competition-wise because Nick's not going to be there, Nick Ferringer. Quinn Wenzel's not going to be there. He's going to be in Ohio. I think a lot of people are going to be in Ohio, and I'm kind of worried about the turnout for the SEER race. So everyone, go get some lights and come. There's the Ohio race.
You got a chance
race
to make the podium of your respective class if you come to this race.
Because I think the light setup's going to.
People are afraid of night.
Okay, if you say so. Well, you know what's funny is Will and I have been trying to find time to go practice, and I was going to go like our dark setup, and I was going to go to Windrock by myself and ride, and I'm like, I remember being super scared out there with Will in the dark. Like, I'm not even going to go do that.
So let me tell you about my night ride the other night behind the house.
Did you put your helmet on?
Put my helmet on.
Okay.
Ran up and down the street a few times.
Okay.
I got a little bit of single track in the backyard. Rode all it. My light setup's great. You know, I've got one of those Acherby's plug and play lights
the headlight.
The headlight.
Yep.
And then I've got the Task Racing helmet light.
Yep.
So bright. It's amazing. So I was going riding the next morning at Windrock with you. Load my bike up. I'm wearing shorts. Never wear shorts. Tie my bike down and lean my pipe against my knee. So
you see. Oh!
Yeah, so that was my night ride.
Yeah. You weren't used to loading a warm bike with shorts on?
It was not warm. It was freaking hot.
It was hot. So I need to go. I'm hoping it's absolutely pouring here in Tennessee on this Monday. So
yeah.
I wanted to go do a little test ride tonight, but I just want to make sure my cables all work. And but no, come out. It's a whole different world. Like,
did you run the little attachments that mm-hmm. keep your...
Yep.
I had not run those in the past, and I put those on and ran it to my Camelback.
Yep.
And rode around. And man, that really seemed to help a lot.
Yeah, so what we'll talk about, obviously, you got a light on your helmet. There's a wire that goes to a battery pack, wherever you choose to put it. I put it in my Camelback. And if you get a Task Racing light, it comes with these little clips that have adhesive on them,
cable
and you can
clips.
Stick them, yeah, little cable clips down the back of your helmet to direct that cable so it's not flopping around. The biggest problem I have is hitting them on low,
snagging stuff.
Yeah, snagging stuff. So
you don't know how much slack to run in that cable because if it's not enough, you can't bend your neck.
Yep, and you can't look down.
Yeah.
But now I'm looking forward to the night race. So Nick was super bummed. He said, I wanted to race David a little more closely. He got a bad start, like I said, never could get up to kind of ride with Knight. So he's bummed, but Nick lives, I think, an hour from the Ohio race in Ohio. So I don't understand.
So Nick's going to Ohio.
Yep, Nick's going to Ohio.
We said that already.
Yeah.
Okay.
But so we're looking for you. You haven't done a race this year, have you?
No, I have not done a motorcycle, dirt bike, hard enduro style race.
So we'll be there. I'm going to be there. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. And really, my rib injury, this is
really
the first one I want to do.
What'd you do your rib? What was it?
Snowboard.
Oh, okay, snowboard. Just, I was like, is it bad? I felt bad for not remembering, but I was like, I know.
I'd almost forgotten myself.
So, yeah, stay off the snowboards. Come on.
But apparently, Derek and Gary and all the guys at Sear have cut in a bunch of new sections at the TTC.
Well, and I heard a rumor. And I hope this isn't true.
No, please don't be true.
I should ask Derek about it. I talked to him right before he hit record. That because David Knight was coming, he was talking about putting in that off camber up above the wash.
At night.
And it was, Will and I rode Saturday. It was super dry in Tennessee. It's Monday. It has rained since, it stormed. I mean, it woke me up. It was raining so hard last night.
It's rained since 1 a.m.
Yeah, so it's supposed to rain until about on and off till Thursday. Be beautiful Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So I'm hoping it'll be just the right amount of moisture, but God, I don't want to go across that off camber in the night, in the dark. Wait, in the night, in the dark, in the dark. Regardless, but
with night,
we'll see. But he was talking about wanting to step it up for night. But he said they've cut some new sections. I know when we were there for Sam's birthday, we saw one hill they were cutting in, and then I saw a video of Adam McCluskey trying to go up it. Just he went up, kind of ghost rode his bike, didn't quite get it, and then it did the whole end over end back to the bottom.
Said it in her bike.
Yeah, well, that's all that matters. All right, so new sections. What else about the race?
What's the weather looking like for the race? It's looking cooler, right?
Well, I mean, this past weekend, it was hot here. It was 85, 88 degrees, humid. The rocks are sweating here.
Yes.
But the high on Saturday is 78 degrees. And it's going to be cooler temperatures because we're racing a four-hour race from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. So it's still going to be 4 hour race. The only thing
Central
time. So that's for us East Coast dudes. That's even later.
I mean,
way past my bedtime, 7 to 11.
Yeah.
So the thing I'm worried about with the 4 hour time, it's not going to be in the dark, but will my helmet light battery last the whole time?
Don't you have two batteries?
I do, but I've got two helmet lights. Well, I've got like the good task one, and then an older task one that someone let me borrow. So I'm going to run that one in case I destroy one of them. I'm going to have a primary and a backup because
pretty fancy, Drew.
I'm trying. I'll probably rip both of them off. I'm looking forward to it. I think I'm spending the night afterwards. May just be sleeping in the van. If anyone's got anywhere I can stay, Chad Evans, if you're coming. You got any room in the camper?
I'm still thinking about taking mine, but I don't know yet.
Well, and what's so funny is you've absolutely worn the wheels off your camper this year, and I still have not dewinterized the RV, but
I'm pushing 10 days so far
this year. Mine's still covered up. I need to get it out.
Yeah.
But no, looking forward to the Sear race. I wish we didn't have family stuff and the whole family would be there, but I'm going to be by myself. I'm going to be scared. It's going to be dark. I don't know what we're going to do.
Well, I think you'll be all right.
Yep. What tire are you going to run?
I'll probably go with the old reliable Ibex.
Okay. I think I'm going to run the Gnarly. I've been running the Lucioli. Super 7mm thick tube with two rim locks. I've been happy with it. I have knocked one hole in one, which they said has never happened. They sent me a free one immediately. I shipped that one back for R&D purposes.
Huh. You're a test rider now.
I am. The other thing I've been testing, and I've been trying to get a podcast with Steve from South Bay Moto in California, is the TSP Reflash and Head.
Loving it.
I am. It especially on the crappy bike, the 21 bike that I never could get fixed, it made a huge difference. So I've got the low compression head on my 22 race bike, the mid compression head on my 21 crappy bike. I can't tell a difference in the heads, but both bikes feel great now.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, a lot more low-end luggable power.
Have you put the new head on the new bike to see what it does?
Yeah. I've got the low...
Screams?
No, it's low compression. It's like...
Oh, okay.
He said... He really talked to me about, hey, that's what like Graham's running, T.O.'s running.
Okay.
The low compression's head's more for the really high-end guys. And I'm like, well, he's like, what level are you? I was like, well, I'm riding the pro class, but we know I'm not winning the pro class. I was like, but I consider myself a pretty good rider. And so he wanted me to try both of them. I told him I'd give him an honest shake. And honestly, I can't tell a difference. But I think the biggest thing is here, we don't have any long horsepower on the wide open second and third gear hills.
We're working on that.
Yeah, we want some, but yeah. We're just, most of our stuff's bottom end. Just, I wanted to be able to pull second more and have more, what'd you call it? Graham Jarvis first gear or Graham Jarvis, where you're moving forward, Jarvis, but you're not breaking. Low. You're not breaking traction. Right. And I wanted to make that bigger than possible, big, as big as possible. So if you guys are, if you have a TPI bike that's not running good, I definitely give Steve at South Bay Moto a call and talk about the TSP kit. And there's other companies out there that do the reflash. He pairs the reflash with a head, which I think helps.
Nice.
Because I've had a head before and I didn't really like it. And just, I would always run stock. So that's the sales pitch. I've been happy with it. He didn't even give me that huge of a discount. He was like, man, margins are tight on this stuff. It comes from Australia. Good stuff. The other cool thing that they have is if you have a TPI bike on the, where the fuel comes out of your gas tank, there's a plastic fitting. Used to be steel or aluminum, and now they've made them all plastic. And I'd put a metal one on one of the old bikes, but they've got a cool little aluminum one that goes on there. And we actually had a buddy snap his off in a real bad spot.
Who was that?
Sean Leader. He was in the Grotto.
Ooh.
And snapped it. So it's definitely kind of a bulletproof thing to think about if you've got a fuel-injected KTM Husky gas cast.
Sweet.
So, sorry. I went on a diatribe there.
You want to thank our sponsors?
Oh, yeah. SLM Racing, KTM of North Texas. Like I said, been talking about the bikes. Love them.
I've heard they have some gas gases right now.
They have. He's got some 22 gas gases. He said, tell your buddies about. I'd be happy to make them a deal. Wants to move them. I was actually talking to him about a 23 KTM 300W. And then I'm sure you guys all know about the 23 SXs and XCs that have come out. All new throttle body injection. They're getting away from the TPI. But then the Ws won't see that until 24. So I'm trying to decide. It's got the orange frame, which who doesn't love an orange frame?
But, yeah.
But of course, unfortunately, like everything in the world, they've gone up price-wise as well.
They're now $20,000.
Let's not go there for it. And also, Motolab suspension.
Rob Kosler.
Yep.
Soddy Daisy, Tennessee.
Oh, man. He redid my practice bike. It had 90 hours on it, and I'd never had the suspension serviced.
And what, would you just have it serviced?
Yeah, just oil change. No valving. I'm still running it bone stock. It felt really good, though, when it came back. He said it was a little dirty. So, well, again, we're not hitting much high-speed stuff. I mean,
I think 90 hours is fair.
Yeah, sure. Probably should have done 50.
Sorry, Rob.
Yeah, sorry, Rob. Thanks, Rob. But no, he took care of me, and super nice guy, knowledgeable, rides. Even though he is riding a four-stroke, we were giving him some crap about that the other day, but all in good fun. So
he can still ride.
He was doing well on that four-stroke.
Right on.
So, but then, man, we've got a hole in the schedule. We've got...
Oh, yeah. This gaping hole.
Nothing in June for us here in East Tennessee. Tough Like Roar is going to be the next race after the Sear Nightmare.
There's a few GNCCs left before summer break.
Yep. Is there two or one?
There's two. There's Mount Morris. They were in Crawfordsville.
Indiana. Yeah, that's Ironman this
there's
weekend.
There's three.
Okay,
three. Newfield, Ohio, Mount Morris, Pennsylvania, and then Snowshoe.
Oh, wow. That must be quick then.
So, well, there's a week between each, 2 weeks before Snowshoe.
Okay. So, no, not that quick.
Yeah.
I thought summer break started in June, but I guess it's late.
It does, but it's the last weekend of June.
That makes more sense.
And obviously, everybody's probably heard that Ben Kelly's hurt, so we're pulling for our boy, Jordan Ashburn.
Yep.
He's got a shot at climbing up in the points. He's second right now, and he's got a pretty healthy lead over third. So
yeah, it was a one-point lead going into this weekend, and then he got third, and Bollinger had some problems.
Yep.
He posted a pretty big apology. I think his clutch was going out, and he was at the finish line, and had to rev it up and dump the clutch, and apparently roosted some people and offered to give a $50 donation to fix whatever. I don't know what happened. I wasn't there. I haven't heard. So yeah,
I hadn't heard about that.
It sounded, I know he was upset he was having issues because he was running so good, and I think he was really wanting to get up to second place.
Okay, and another friend of the podcast, Walker Fowler, I saw he didn't finish
what?
The four-wheeler race.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So he went from being right out of the lead of the points to way behind.
Oh, I didn't know that. Well, yeah. Bryce Neal and, I mean, Walker's won like the last, he's like the Caleb Russell of
he's been dominant the last five years.
And then Bryce Neal, who actually rides for the same team Jordan rides for, Magna One.
Okay.
he
sorry, Bryce hard enduro fans, we're venturing off here.
Well, yeah, but it's he's given, you know, it's never good when one person wins. It's kind of like, I wish Cody was here to give Tristan run for his money.
Exactly.
But Bryce is making it interesting. I thought Walker got second, so I was.
Well, I looked at the point standings this morning.
Okay.
Because I hadn't heard anything. I hadn't seen anything on Instagram from Walker, and he didn't get a finish. So I don't know what happened.
But yeah, we got that. I think there's a National Enduro Cherokee. Should be in July.
We just had Dragons back.
Yep.
Lead belt.
We just had that. That was when Stu and Ben crashed.
Okay, so this weekend was Millfield, Ohio. I'm sorry. There's only two GNCCs.
Okay, I was wondering how they were going to cram three in before the end of the year.
So we got Cherokee coming up pretty quick.
Yep.
And then it's a little while, a month, till Rattlesnake.
Okay. Well, I wish we had more races. I wish I was able to go to a few more. I really want to be in Iowa.
We just need more time, Drew.
Tell me about it.
Can we just make every day the weekend?
Yes, let's do that. So, but, well, guys, thanks for listening. What else? We got anything else?
Hopefully, we'll be announcing another hard enduro in our neck of the woods pretty soon. So, stay tuned.
Stand by for that.
Yep. And that's all I know. Anything else, Drew?
No, that's it, guys. Thanks for listening. Hopefully, we will see you this weekend at the Trials Training Center.
Yeah, stop by and see us. See you out there.
See you. I'll tell you no matter.